Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Lori.
And lots of weird news coming out today. Evidently, climate change is making people less sexually active, as I understand from the article. It's very weird. The concern they're giving, as far as I can tell, is that they're worried about condoms polluting the ocean.
Oh, I was thinking it was people who didn't want to accidentally have babies and then the world was going to end, because people often say that's why they don't want to have babies.
I mean, there is also that. I mean, that's also cited in the article. And to an extent, I understand that. I don't want to have kids either, but it's not because of climate change. It's just because I can be more productive if I don't have children. And I feel like that's a better use for my time than raising children.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people want the kids. Coming up also, Japan has developed a new anti-aging vaccine, which I'm curious to hear about, because I have this kind of issue with aging. I don't like the idea of it. One of the issues that I always had with continuing to smoke was that through most of my life, you know, you realize as a smoker that you're going to die of smoking, but you just sort of had this expectation that one day it's just going to kill you. But it's not. It's just this slow, gradual, awful descent from being not from having to take the elevator because you can't take stairs and not being able to go on long walks. And then finally, it kills you. And to me, that's what aging really is. It's just a slower version of that, where your body just becomes less and less useful and more in pain. And then finally, it's over.
Mm-hmm. This show is starting off on a very positive note.
Well, there is good news, though. I mean, the good news is that, you know, they have this anti-aging vaccine, right? So now we can keep people from aging. So all the more reason not to have kids, I guess. I could just live forever, presumably.
And look young forever.
That's not a downside, in my opinion.
Mark wanted to freeze his brain, right, so it can be put into a young person's body or whatever.
That sounds like Mark. I mean, if ever there was someone who was going to... I mean, they've been talking about this sort of technology for years, right, of being able to take your brain and put in, like, an Android or something like that. Mark would be the first in line, I feel like, to get that technology tested on him.
I'd do that, yeah.
You would? DARPA is working on that, and they want to have it ready by 2045, and it's really scary to me. I would never. I want to just die.
I'll let Mark do it first, but then I'll do it too.
I wouldn't want to live forever. To me, that sounds horrifying.
Terrifying, yeah.
If your body never degrades, it sounds fantastic.
I would get so bored. I mean, a few hundred years, sure. 500 years is probably the maximum I think I would ever want to stay alive.
I don't think I'd get bored. There's so many books. There's so much art. There's so much to do, so much to see. There's a whole world.
Yeah. But in 500 years, you're probably going to read most of those books, I would imagine. But in other news, the highest ever daily COVID cases have been reported in the United Kingdom as Omicron cases soar by 90%. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine appears to be useless against it, but that's okay because people are suggesting that the Omicron variant is basically just the flu, which I find humorous because we've been saying all along that COVID-19 really is just the flu. The death numbers are comparable to the flu, of course. The symptoms comparable to the flu. The only distinction is that COVID-19 seems to kill people in a way that the flu doesn't, right? It causes the body to attack itself or some immune response to go out of control. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But it doesn't kill people in the same way that the flu kills people, but in relatively the same numbers. And it's a little bit more selective in how it kills people than the flu is.
What does that mean?
Well, the flu, it kills primarily older people, just like COVID-19 does, but the flu as far as I know, it doesn't really go after the obese and the diabetics in the way that COVID-19 does.
I don't know. I think if you have any comorbidities, it's going to raise your chances of dying from anything.
That's probably true. A total of 78,000 infections were reported. And again, there was a switch like a year ago from talking about COVID deaths to talking about COVID cases and now COVID infections. It's just very curious how all of this has changed.
Well, it does seem like it must be weaker than, like, Delta, because, well, that woman that called about 2 days ago from Alabama, she was saying how so many people died in Mobile, Alabama from the Delta variant, but nobody is dying of Omicron. I mean, that's just one city, but...
I mean, surely some people are dying from it, right?
Yeah. But well, less people, I guess is what I meant.
I don't know what strain of COVID-19 I had back in, I think, late March after the FBI raid on the studios and on my house. I had some kind of strain because I couldn't smell or taste for like 7 weeks afterward. So there was no doubt it was COVID, but I don't know if it was the original COVID or COVID part two or COVID part three. And I don't really care because I got over it just fine. It didn't kill me. It was annoying for a long period of time, but as far as the actual being sick goes, that list lasted about a day. And that wasn't even that bad. It was just being very tired and very sore, which wasn't terribly unusual anyway for someone who just got raided by the FBI 2 weeks prior on their only day off for the first time in about 3 months. So being tired and sore in those circumstances, kind of understandable anyway. But Britain's Omicron wave may be no worse than a flu pandemic, says an expert, as the first major study into the new variant suggests it is less severe than Delta.
Maybe people are just less stressed out about it because I've heard that stress levels have been causing all kinds of issues more than they ever have during the whole pandemic. And like a dentist would tell you that they get more problems with people grinding their teeth.
Because of stress?
That's what one of our friends
I wouldn't at all be surprised. From what I can tell, people just have tuned out COVID-19 because this has been the news for the last, you know, 19, 18, 20 months, however long it's been. It's just COVID-19, COVID-19, and eventually people just tune that out. And we know that here on radio, right? That's why we rotate commercials and things like that. If someone hears the same commercial every night of the show for, you know, a year straight, that commercial comes on, they just immediately tune it out.
I would always turn off the Dynavite's cats commercial because they would always say something about their cat having dandruff, and I just couldn't hear that anymore. I would just turn it off, and I would tell yell at the radio, like, you should just throw away the cat.
It's kind of how pathogens work, though. Like, you remember back in the day playing Pandemic? That's just how they work. They have to... you know,
I never played Pandemic.
It was like an online game where you try to kill the world with a pandemic.
Scary.
So, yeah, you can pick like a virus or a bacteria or whatever. And depending on what symptoms you choose and how long it hides out and stuff like that. So if it wants to propagate itself, it has to be easily spread, but also not kill its host so fast that it can't pass it on or kill too many people and it can't survive. So that's kind of how they evolve into something that's just annoying at some point, like a cold, you know?
Which is what you would expect the COVID-19 virus to do, in fact.
Right.
So they get less and less deadly or more and more deadly?
Less and less deadly.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
The study in Africa found the risk of hospitalization is 29% lower compared with the Wuhan strain. I guess that's the OG COVID-19. And 23% lower than Delta, with vaccines holding up well, evidently. Although I have a different story that suggests that isn't the case. Evidently, though, far fewer people also needed intensive care from Omicron, with just 5% of cases admitted to ICU compared to 22% of Delta patients. I'm still surprised. There's no way it's that high. I mean, it sounds high, but realistically, what's going on here is that people who have mild COVID-19, they're probably not even getting tested for it because they know, you know, I don't feel bad enough to go get tested and go to the hospital, so I'm not going to even be part of these statistics that get tracked. Professor Robert Dingwall, that's the most British name I've heard in a while, a former government COVID advisor, said it was clear from the South African data that panic was unjustified. I wish he was still a government advisor there in the United Kingdom. Speaking in a personal capacity, he said, the Omicron situation seems to be increasingly absurd. There is obviously a lot of snobbery about South African science and medicine, but their top people are as good as any you would find in a more developed country. So, again, I wish this guy was still advising the United Kingdom government, but it's good to hear at least a former public official saying this is absurd. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. And hopefully at some point our friend and co-host Nobody is going to be able to get back on the show with us. We don't know if that's going to happen. We don't even know if that's in the works. Well, I don't know if that's in the works. It may or may not be. But that's what we're hoping for, because he's always been an entertaining character with always has something interesting to say. At the moment, he's not allowed to make any public statements at all. Not on social media, not to radio. He can't even call in radio stations. So even if we could speak with him, he couldn't call into our show or any other local. Well, we're not a local show, but there are local stations here in New Hampshire. He's not even allowed to call those to speak his mind. So Bonnie has been going through some of the old shows that we did with him and some of his old videos, collecting some of the things he has to say. And one of those is, the more regulated things get, the more government can steal from you and hand out to their corrupt cronies. And that's exactly what we're seeing today with this COVID-19 nonsense. It is the biggest boon to the pharmaceutical industry, to big pharma, that we have ever seen in world history. I would speculate there's probably been nothing like this, where so much money was stolen and filtered away to three massive pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna. They are making record profits, and something like 50% of their profits at this point are from the vaccine.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of people out there don't get that, though. But the vaccine's free. No, it's not. The government's taxing you and inflating the currency, and they're paying that money to Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Those three companies, what do you think they are, charities? They're not giving this stuff away. They're selling it. And it's the governments who are paying the bill, and just billions upon billions of dollars being filtered away to big pharma. And you know, I just can't help but think about how in 2017, 2016, if you went online and searched for big pharma scandals or Johnson & Johnson scandals, they were everywhere about how corrupt the FDA was, how it was rushing these drugs out and those drugs out, and how this drug was being recalled. But come 2020, suddenly everyone trusts big pharma, except the libertarians, who are the only ones sitting there going, wait a minute, no, that's still big pharma, and actually this is all the fewer reasons we should trust them. Is because they're working hand-in-hand with government here.
Libertarians seem to be the only actual anti-fascists.
It does seem to be the case. But we have Mark Edge, who hasn't been on the show proper in quite a while. Mark, are you with us? I don't hear you, Mark. I should hear you, but I don't. So we're going to come back to Mark at the next segment. Probably just get him to call in or something like that. Everything should be working, but it isn't, so that's how things go sometimes. We didn't actually get a chance to test that out. So anyway, we were talking about the Omicron variant here, and Professor Robert Dingwall, he's talking about these South African scientists and doctors who have done studies on the Omicron variant and decided that, you know, this doesn't seem to be that big a deal. He says, they clearly don't feel that the elite panic over here is justified, even allowing for the demographic differences in vulnerability, which are probably more than canceled by the higher vaccination rates. My gut feeling is that Omicron is very much like the sort of flu pandemic we planned for and that we got. A lot of sickness absence from work in a short period, which will create difficulties for public services and economic activity, but not such a severity as to be a big problem for the NHS and the funeral business. Well, Mark has called in via landline. Mark, are you with us?
I am here.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so one thing I wanted to say about, you mentioned Rich Paul and his inability to call in to Free Talk Live. That's kind of happening to me, too, because Ian has provisions where he's unable to communicate with me or direct someone to communicate with me, which makes doing business at Free Talk Live very interesting. But I just wanted to say is that there's a lot of people out there that still hold out a little lantern of hope for America because of the judicial system. But the judge in this circumstance of Rich and Ian and all these people approved what are likely, Yep. You probably have some provisions, too, that I'm not entirely sure of, that they have these provisions that very likely are completely unconstitutional. I mean, in a world where there's a freedom of speech, they released Rich Paul, who was doing interviews and that sort of thing.
From jail.
And told him, you can get out, but you're not allowed to talk to anybody. Now, that just sounds like a violation of the First Amendment to me. Now, I'm a layman, and it hasn't been litigated. I'd be very curious about it. But, you know, don't expect a judge to just, you know, blow the whistle and say, unconstitutional, play on the field. Like, they don't do that.
Do people really believe that they do that?
Well, they do that if you're...
100%.
Well, the judge doesn't... I can't comment on the bail conditions of my co-defendants too much, but the judge doesn't go out of his way to look for things that are unconstitutional. But if an attorney points out to him by filing something that says, hey, this is unconstitutional, the judge will listen to that and then make a decision about whether or not, in the judge's opinion, what is happening is or isn't constitutional. In the case of Rich, I think that filing something would be superfluous and not really worth doing because there's no higher judge to go to. This wasn't the magistrate's decision, right? The way this federal system works is generally the magistrate makes a decision. If you don't like it, you appeal it, and then the judge actually steps in to deal with it. But in the case of Rich Paul and his bail conditions, it was actually the judge himself who set those, and it would be the judge himself to whom it was appealed. That said, if nothing else, Rich's most recent bail hearing where he was determined to be unconstitutionally held, the judge proved that he is open-minded and willing to reconsider his previous positions. So it's not hopeless by any means.
Oh, I'm not claiming it's hopeless or not hopeless. I just want people to have a very realistic view on what we're talking about here, which is we're talking about, we're talking about a situation where you're in it on your own. The judicial system will let unconstitutional things happen to you as often as you allow it to happen. That's that. I mean, like, there's only one protector of the Bill of Rights as it applies for you, and that's you. Not a judge, not a lawyer, nobody else. It's you.
Yeah, but that's where things get a little bit tricky, because if the judge or the governments decide that, you know, your interpretation of the Constitution isn't valid, you don't really have a way to do anything about that, except to appeal it to a judge. There is always secession, yes, and that's what we're working on here in New Hampshire. Mark wants to stick with us for a minute.
I want to talk about that.
I know you do, Mark, so stick with us. We're going to have to figure out what's going on with the other thing, though, because your cell phone quality keeps going in and out. So hop back over onto that room, and we'll get it sorted. There's more coming up here. Mark, of course, wants to tell us how awful and pointless the Free State Project is, and for some crazy reason, we're going to let him do that. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kentucky on Wednesday to observe the damage left by a string of deadly tornadoes and to announce federal aid for the state's recovery. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is thankful President Biden made the trip.
I hope the people of Kentucky know that I care deeply about them, and the president does too. He's here in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, because we're hurting. I am so thankful for the full, unwavering support.
Biden saying the federal government will cover 100% of recovery costs for the first 30 days. Severe storms today across the country, as tornadoes have already been confirmed in Nebraska as a storm system generates strong wind across a large part of the central United States on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats continue to remain hopeful that they will be able to overcome GOP opposition to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is expressing concern Wednesday during the Senate's opening session about the cost of the legislation. The Kentucky senator saying to pay for the plan, President Biden's promise not to raise taxes on middle-class Americans will be broken.
In 2022, their bill would give a bigger percentage tax cut to people making more than $1 million every year than to families that pull in between $75,000 and $100,000. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation.
A Monitoring the Future study conducted by National Institute on Drug Abuse found substance abuse among teens decreased. The researchers discovering it was the largest single-year decline since 1975. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And again, I just have to say, I'm disappointed with the constant stream of YouTube chat that we have going on over here. People, you should not be watching us on YouTube. We're going to get the axe there any day now. Very likely for this very episode, if not for the episode we did Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. We never know. Like a week after doing a show, YouTube comes around and goes, oh, yep, here's your second strike. If you get a third one, we're deleting everything. So stop watching us on YouTube. You never know if we're going to be there from one day to the next. I understand why the trolls stay on YouTube, because if they go watch us on our Odyssey channel, they just get eviscerated. Because these trolls, like Mark here, about to criticize the Free State Project, they only ever talk about that one specific thing, and that's pretty much just how much they hate the show.
But if we do get taken off of YouTube, then the trolls will migrate to Odyssey and complain about it.
Yes, but they'll at least run into counter trolls there.
Yeah.
And our Odyssey channel, it's always there. You don't have to worry about us being there from one day to the next. It's always there. We're always streaming every night of the week. So that's video.freetalklive.com if you'd like to check that out. That's where we're always going to be, even after YouTube finally gives us the axe. But we do have Mark, who is joining the show again. Hasn't been on here, you know, hasn't been here in the studio since at least May, if I recall correctly. Mark, welcome back, so to speak.
Yeah, whenever Ian got out, I was gone. Couldn't talk to him.
That does make doing a show difficult when it's broadcast from here at Ian's house, and for whatever reason, you're not allowed to have contact with him.
And Ian is, not able to leave the house that the show is in.
He would have to get dispensation from his probation officer to go out for an ice cream cone for 4 hours so that I could come to his house and do a show there. We're working on creating other studios, but, those things do take time, and we got to do them in the right place and all that good stuff. So what I thought I'd do tonight is call in and talk about what the Free State Project is good for. Because I have called in over and over again and critiqued the Free State Project. And I don't want it to seem like I am saying that the Free State Project or the Great New Hampshire Freedom Migration or whatever terminology we want to use is all bad. It is not all bad.
Is it true you've been trolling the Free State Project on Instagram?
Yeah, I'll hit him on Insta, absolutely. Here's the problem.
That's high-quality activism there.
Well, I got nothing better to do.
Fair point. You can't do radio, so...
The problem is with these with many Free Staters is that they're the man with the hammer, the proverbial hammer. So everything looks like a nail. And I posit and suggest that, no, in fact, every person you meet should not move to New Hampshire. Right?
Well, obviously, right? A lot of...
Oh, excellent. We're on the same page.
Yeah, well, a lot of...
We believe the same things.
Well, the Free State Project's goal was to move liberty lovers to New Hampshire, not every random person you meet on the sidewalk.
Perfect. So what percentage of the population would you define as liberty lovers? Are we talking about the 20% that say, I'm a libertarian, and they show up on the
No, it's more like 1% to 3%, I would speculate.
Excellent. So now you have just paired out 97%. And when I see the marketing from the Free State Project, this looks very much like take your castor oil. It's good for you. Like it's for everybody. It's advice for everybody. And it's totally not that. And
I've never seen anything from the Free State Project that suggests they're trying to get everyone to move to New Hampshire. It seems to me to be limited almost exclusively to liberty lovers.
Yep, they crow about the successes, and they suggest that basically everybody get there.
No, because those same successes look like terrifying, horrible things to, a hardcore progressive.
Oh, I'm with you on that. So we've slid 97% of people off the table. Is that right or not?
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Excellent. Now let's talk about that 3%.
I would speculate that the number is probably higher in New Hampshire because I don't necessarily mind the social conservatives who just actually want to be left alone by the federal government. And that, there's a lot of that in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. So you're bumping the number up to 10 or 20% of people in America, is that right?
No, probably 10 to 20, probably that percentage of the population of people already in New Hampshire would fall under the category of libertarian.
Okay. So, fine. We have defined the Free State Project as the freest state in the Union marginally. That's not to say the freest territory, because to make that claim would require some evidence, and at this point there is none, other than me saying that the U.S. Marianas is far freer than New Hampshire. And so we're just talking about the 50 states here and presumably the people in them. Of course, the Free State Project will absolutely say to a Frenchman who's a libertarian, sure, come on, do whatever it takes. We'll help you a little bit and stuff. And they'll get them to come and those kind of things. So
do you have a problem with Frenchmen?
I don't have any problems with anything. I have a problem with crappy, terrible advertising, and that's what the Free State Project does over and over. It should be targeted at people who it's a good choice for. And what I'm trying to do is bring it down to that. I'm trying to say who it's good for. Because I'll say this. If you're a libertarian in Florida who doesn't want to run for office and just wants to enjoy freedom, don't move to New Hampshire. You're not going to get any. New Hampshire isn't markedly freer than Florida or Idaho or Indiana or any of these places. And property taxes...
Well, that's not true. I mean, the study of the 50 states and economic and societal freedom does show New Hampshire consistently ranking number one or number two. It does go back and forth with Florida a little bit. So I'll give you that it's not necessarily freer than Florida, but the other 48 states aren't. They're generally not even close.
And they're not... Florida's not going up and up like New Hampshire is going up and up in freedom.
New Hampshire went down against Florida, and all of the United States is going down, and last I checked, New Hampshire's in it. So, you know, like, what they're not doing is checking New Hampshire against the places that are moving up against in the world as far as these states. So, you know, what we're doing is walking into the cancer ward and saying, this one looks like the best cancer patient here. It's not good news.
I mean, I don't disagree, but when all you have are cancer patients, at a certain point, you do have to pick the one that looks like they're not falling apart and go, that's the one we're going to try to fix.
Indeed.
Do you have a cancer patient out there that looks more fixable than what the Free State Project has presented?
I will absolutely say that simply moving out of the United States, setting up your life so you make money online, living in, you know, just moving around from country to country, being a perpetual traveler is by and large a freer way to live.
Yes, and for people who bought Bitcoin in 2011, that's probably a realistic course of action for their life to take.
Right now, America got rid of, I mean, like, a lot of people in America can work remotely that couldn't 2 years ago. And
the average American is living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in, I think it was something like $150,000 in debt.
Then they sell their house, because that's debt. They pay off their debt, and then they take that paycheck that they get regularly from working remotely, say it's $4,000 a month.
Which solely, again, 50% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So they can't take that paycheck and do anything with it. They need that paycheck just to get to their next paycheck.
Then how are they going to move to New Hampshire? If they're living paycheck to paycheck and they've got this problem with moving, they can't move anyway.
You get a job before you move and then you move.
Well, Mark raises a good point. So stay with us for one more segment, Mark, because you raise a good point. I don't necessarily want the people living paycheck to paycheck to come to New Hampshire because that shows that they're not very good with finances and that they're a bit reckless and they're just this close from falling off the precipice. There's more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Lori.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency if you're not already knowledgeable about this important world-changing technology. Then now's the time to learn about it, because Bitcoin, as I understand it, is still on sale, which means it's down from its highest peak. I think from its highest peak, it's down almost $20,000 per coin at this point. So not a terrible time to get into it if you intend to play the long game and get Bitcoin as a way to secure your stake in the future, because cryptocurrency is undoubtedly the future. You can learn about it at Bitcoin.com. But if you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, go to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All on a sleek, easy-to-use website. All of that and more at Bitcoin.com. We're talking with Mark here, who is fast becoming known as just the
hater.
The resident Free State Project hater, I have to say.
I don't know how this keeps happening, but let's try this on another tack.
Okay.
Let's talk about who the Free State Project is right for. And maybe you can help me identify other groups that it is a good choice for. Because I know it's a good choice for a lot of people. So, first group of people is, I would say, if you are from the United States and a liberty-oriented person who wants to get elected, that New Hampshire is a really great choice for you, because you're like, you know, 2 years in, you can get elected as a rep, and immediately you can likely get a rep elected as pretty much anything, because, you know, the vast majority, like in New Hampshire, like pretty much everywhere, people don't have any clue who they're voting for. And you, Aria, ran as a Satanist, trans, God knows what else, and got on the Republican side 20+%, nearly 30% of the vote in the general election.
Yeah, I never redid the math. I mean, Westmoreland reported something like 7,700 votes for Eli Rivera, which is obviously like five times the actual population of Westmoreland. So
yeah, there was a zero added. It was a 700. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you take those out, I never did the math to find out what the actual percentage was, but it's probably 26 to 30%, somewhere in that range, yeah, if you take those 7,000 non-existent votes from him.
And all I'm saying is that, you know, so you move from...
But they knew, Mark. They knew.
What the?
There was no way. There may have been some.
Voters,
but the majority of voters... Hold on. The majority of voters in Cheshire County, when they went to vote in the actual general election, there's no way the majority didn't know exactly who I was by that point.
Would you agree that if you're a liberty-oriented person who wants to be elected, that New Hampshire is the place to move?
Yes, but also I don't want to be elected as anything, and I still think it's the best place for me to live.
Well, it is, because that's where your boyfriend lives. so, you know, there's a good reason, but not common, let's say that. You know, guys in New Hampshire, please attract as many liberty-oriented ladies as you can to the state, especially if they knock on your door campaigning for a libertarian. So the other group that I would talk about is anybody who's liberty oriented, period, who happens to be in the Northeast. And I'm qualifying that as basically New York and then all of New England. And I want to defend that first. And I'm willing to go with Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, that sort of section too.
Okay.
The weather is better in Ohio and Pennsylvania and places like that. So, you know, you've got to make your own decision. But I'll say if winter starts in December for you and the snow doesn't melt until May, you ought to take serious consideration about just picking up and moving to New Hampshire. Now, obviously, your work and your family and these sorts of things need to come into play, but why not? You believe in liberty, and you clearly don't care about living in a frozen hellscape. Move!
Well, and you should include Utah, too. Northern Utah is like that.
So places that already have a fairly bad winter or a fairly cold winter, all right.
Right, and if you like that, and people do,
sure.
I don't want to discount that.
All right, so who else would you include?
Well, I'm done.
Well, you realize if that was the case, you would.
If you are liberty oriented, and you're anywhere in the world, you ought to consider New Hampshire, but you ought to keep your eyes wide open. You ought to look at exactly what are you trying to achieve, what are your goals, and why are you moving. Because if it's just because you heard that it was the freest state in the union, well, that's not good enough.
Right. But before we get too much further into that, Mark, I feel like it's worth pointing out to you that under your criteria of people who should move here, you and I wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Because it's not that great of a choice for you?
Because I'm from the deep south where they don't have winters, Mark. I didn't come to New Hampshire because I wanted to run for elections. That's just what people do when they get here.
All right. So I got a third category. All right. You're a pugnacious individual, and you just want to fight with statists.
I think there's a lot of people left out of who could be useful here.
Yeah, I don't just want to fight with statists.
Lori, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't care who's useful to the Free State Project. That is utilitarian, statist, collectivist thinking.
Yes. Okay, I don't mean just useful to the Free State Project. I mean useful to each other to make a freer place to live.
I'm not interested in building a community. I'm interested in providing people with information about the best place where they can be most free and the decisions that might lead to that. Because that's a
I understand where you're coming from, Mark.
To be free, we individualists have to stop playing the games of these other people. And that's what we're doing in New Hampshire.
Mark, I think...
And we're getting on their hamster wheel, and we're playing their political games.
I think you've gone too far into individualism in that aspect. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You want to be free in your life right now. You don't want to have to fight for it. You just want to be free. That's it. That's not for everybody, though. You know, when the film crew was out here last week, they asked me essentially the same question. Why wouldn't you just go live on a beach in Mexico somewhere? Or why wouldn't you just go somewhere you could be free and do whatever you want all day, every day? Well, that's good for me. But that doesn't help any of my fellow human beings. And I feel like my role in the universe is to do what I can to make the world a better place, not just for me personally.
I would say that's true, and I can make the world a better place by driving the 20% of the population that can and will move for more freedom and a better life to a place that's better. As the rats leave the ship, and by the way, the incredibly productive rats, leaving the fat, lazy, useless, parasitic rats there, not you guys, but you know, the rest of America, this is the Galt's Gulch thing. Is Ayn Rand said that this is what's going to occur, and it is. This year, because of cryptocurrency and because of COVID, Americans have left in droves. And this is, as far as I can tell, the best way to actually be free. Now, I'm going to stand with those three groups of people ought to move to New Hampshire, because I think New Hampshire is really good for those three choices. Because, you know, you can go be free in a freer place, but you can't fight the man about it. You're not going to win. You go to Mexico, they do not want to hear about your political thoughts. You know?
Okay. Yeah. So what do you have as an alternative? Because I know that's where we're going with this.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not here. I'm not calling in as an alternative. I'd love to have the conversation about Coral Beach and some challenges it faced last week and get your guys' thoughts on it. But what I really want to, you know, what I want to do is clear up. That I don't hate New Hampshire. What I want to do is I want to make sure the right people go and that the people who it may not be perfect for at least know what their alternatives are.
So then what you're saying is if New Hampshire secedes from the Union, then it will be the most perfect place to move on the planet for liberty lovers?
No.
Because it would be outside of New Hampshire. I mean, out of the United States.
It would be a terrible place to be.
Marx doesn't think secession is going to happen.
But if it did...
New Hampshire's banking conditions will be destroyed by the United States. You won't be able to cash a paycheck. They won't be able to participate in greater society. And they'll put up armed guards on the edge of the state if you want to leave and go to Vermont.
And that's why you need those other people around to have agorist businesses and childcare and doctors.
Yeah, and we certainly have those here. I mean, and we also have alternative currencies where we could, in theory, just be like, well, screw their banking system anyway. We already have a lot of Bitcoin here and a lot of people using it. Just get a few more. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.